In the book-length report by the September 11th Commission, the details matter. The report blames institutions, the White House, the CIA, the Congress, and it reveals the evidence that it examined. Releasing secret classified information is unusual. The Commission wanted to avoid the mistakes of past panels, like the Warren Commission, that fueled conspiracy theories. Philip Zelikow is the executive director of the 9/11 Commission, and he joined us by cell phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Warren Commission, which looked into the Kennedy assassination, has kept conspiracists pretty busy. Did you study previous commissions such as the Warren Commission or the commission that investigated Pearl Harbor?
We looked at both of them before we began our work to try to figure out what they did right and what they did wrong and learn some important lessons.
Which would have included?
Well, we judged that you had to have complete access to the documentary record. There couldn't be these walled-off compartments where you just had to tell people you weren't allowed to look, because that's then where suspicions would naturally tend to lie. And we also wanted to be sure that as we worked through problems, that there were not major redactions and subjects that we then told people that we simply couldn't discuss because they were too sensitive. Like, for example, the Congressional Joint Inquiry's 28 blacked-out pages on 9/11 prompted a lot of suspicion that the material that had been blacked out was enormously significant and was being hidden from public view. So our report discusses all the issues that were blacked out in the Congressional Joint Inquiry and names the relevant individuals.
Was there anything that you could say that you knew you didn't have access to in terms of classified material, any subject area?
No, there was no subject area to which we sought access and did not get access.
And nothing that would have changed the outcome of the commission's findings if you had known it?
No. I mean, that was one of the problems with the Warren Commission, is the Warren Commission did not really look into and did not inquire into the CIA's involvement with Cuba. And therefore, since the Warren Commission didn't know some of the background of CIA activities in Cuba, it fueled theories that said the Warren Commission had overlooked or had worked around those concerns. We tried very hard to avoid having that kind of problem in the 9/11 story.
And in this case, how did the involvement of victims' families affect the commission's work and its reporting as regards the concern about, you know, conspiracy theories cropping up later?
In two ways. First, the families, of course, were one of the fundamental sources of support for the commission's work. They helped get the commission created in the first place. And second, the families had lots of questions, and many of their questions were ones you would expect, and many of their questions were also questions that they had picked up from the very large 9/11 conspiracy literature that has already grown up and, you know, surfing the web and so on, and they'd pick up some of these questions. And it was a good reminder to us of, well, let's see if we check that. Have we looked into that, or do we understand what the story is there? And probably extended the edges of our investigation further or in other directions than we might have gone so that we could be sure to have gone the extra yard.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
Philip Zelikow is executive director of the 9/11 Commission.